Hey, this is Leticia. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Weatherman said it's going to get up to 78 degrees. Current temp, 79. The sun is shining and I want to go out in the middle of the parking lot just to get out of the house. But nope, can't do it. Under a few self-imposed deadlines and I must have willpower and discipline. Besides, I wouldn't be in this tight crunch if I'd stayed in the other night instead of going out at the last minute for dinner and a movie. Iron Man. It's great. Go see it. It's my own fault. I should suffer. Recently, I went to this seminar in California. My favorite part was listening to this speaker that talked about making the most out of your time, how to be efficient, get things done, and not be distracted or allow others to distract you from your daily task. It reminded me of Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek. Another one of those self-help, this is what you should do to live a better life kind of books. I loved it. Listened to the entire 8 hours of audio and swore that I was going to put some things into practice. So, it's only natural that 3 months and one seminar later, I am practicing what I learned. Today I tried this thing called the 60-60-30 rule. That's when you set aside a specific time to complete a task. Now they tell you to set a timer so that you can get that task done within that time frame. So, you set the timer, say, for 50 minutes. You do the work. Then after the timer goes off, you stop, you set the timer again, and you take a 10-minute break. And then you keep repeating this a couple of times until you take a 30-minute break. And in the 30-minute break, you take lunch, you do maybe a little exercise, you know. I'm happy to report that today has been the most productive day that I've had in a very long time. Is it just me, or is our attention spans getting shorter and shorter? Do you have to schedule everything, or are you spontaneous? How does this spill over into your dating habits? If you're currently in, or when you were in a committed relationship, did you plan time for yourself with and without your mate? And what kind of things did you do? My thing is baths. I love a nice hot bubble bath. I also get at least one massage a month. It helps with my circulation from sitting for hours writing all day. Besides, my massage guy is better than any dream I've ever had. Except that one when I'm waking up in the middle of the night, blindfolded and taken out into the balcony of my apartment. Oh, never mind. That wasn't a dream. Sometimes I feel a little bad that I can't spend as much time hanging out with friends. Okay, perhaps bad is a strong word. I don't know what it is about me, but I'd rather work than just about anything else. With the exception of having sex, taking a bath, and getting a massage. I know that there are other things in life. I just have to force myself to do them. I've almost given up multitasking. My man didn't appreciate my interpretation of work hard, play hard. I'm sorry, I can't always control when great ideas hit me. Can you blame me for wanting to write down a few things? It's not like I broke the connection or anything. And they say that women are sensitive. Anyway, I want to recommend to my brothers and sisters a nice spring pick-me-up. We all have to do this at least once a month. Pick a day that you can have at least 2 hours of you time. Whatever is your favorite thing to do, I want you to do that thing and take a picture. Then post it on your profile. If it involves being naked, take 2 pictures. Just kidding. Make those private. This is Leticia. Now, if you can't spare 2 hours for yourself, then try 1 hour or 30 minutes. Something for you and only you. And then come back here and tell me what you did. And don't forget, share your pictures with us. What do you do for you?